And let's see, Mr. Rodenbeck, to or Ms. Gould, which one of you would like to maybe contact the agent and let them know when they will be up today?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I can call him up.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Okay, we are on item 7, PR 2019-2253, preliminary final plat SD 2021-140 for Old Town Plaza at 302 San Felipe between Mountain and Central Northwest. And the agent is Jag Planning and Zoning. And I see Ms. Garcia. Please introduce yourself with your address.
Morning, Madam Chair. My name is Juanita Garcia. I'm with JAG Planning and Zoning, and our address is P.O. Box 7857, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87194.
You swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead and give us an overview of this application.
Okay, great. Thank you. So we are proposing to subdivide a piece of property located in Old Town. It's where the Hacienda restaurant used to be. And so we are proposing to subdivide it into two separate lots. There are a couple of or several commercial buildings towards the back part of the property. And so those all those uses will remain. It's just mostly retail in that area. And so we're here to get your comments on the subdivision application. We've also asked for an administrative waiver to the sidewalk width along Old Town Road, which is the southern portion of the site. And so we just stand for any questions.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Garcia. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 7 at 302 San Felipe? Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Juanita. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. So the subject parcel has one existing water and sewer count. There are public mains fronting the property. As a condition of subdivision, each separate parcel is required to have separate services and separate accounts. That was detailed in availability statement 210117, which has been issued. So I think what we're looking for is some sort of utility plan that shows where those services will be separated, what main will be tapped to provide the new service location. Again, those are on the frontage. So I think that's what we're looking for. I don't think there was an infrastructure list. I think what we need to see is that done prior to we sign the plat. So either if that can be on an infrastructure list, great. If not, that would need to be completed by the applicant prior to Water Authority approving the plat and sign. Again, just a note to coordinate with 811 on the location of those public mains and with your property owner in terms of locations of the private services. For example, the restaurant on track B1, if their service goes across track B2 to get to the public main, they'll want a private easement to continue to use that existing service. So that's something that we've identified, and if necessary, add a private easement so they can continue using their services. So that's what we have for the Water Authority. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Carter. Just to clarify, so currently there is a water and sewer connections that lead through track B, or where track B1 is, to track B2. But the property owner does intend on separating those utilities. And so the intent is to place the water and sewer lines just south of track B, allowing a connection to occur from San Felipe Street to the back buildings. And so that's the intent, is to create the sewer and water line connections from San Felipe to B2, to the back portion of B2, through that little dog leg that exists south of B1. Does that make sense?
This is planning authority that does, I think, our internal process for that is a tapping permit. I'm not sure what process would be available in terms of DRB in terms of moving this forward prior to that. I'll leave that up to the group, but where we're saying that doesn't need to be done before we can do an approval. Thank you.
And I'm sorry, what was that kind of permit?
It's a blame for the water authority. It's a tapping permit. Is okay. What the process is called with the water authority.
Okay.
Okay. Code enforcement.
Good morning, Juanita. Vince Montano, code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments or objections to the planning action.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Montano.
Thank you.
Parks and Recreation.
Christina Sandoval, Parks and Recreation. We have no objection to this case.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Sandoval.
Mr. Biazar.
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Biazar. So now that we are on the zero lot line, I wonder if they need to look at the 2-hour wall separation between the buildings. Because originally used to be one building, now it's two separate buildings. So that's something that needs to be clarified with chief building official.
Mr. Biazar, so you're talking about the property. So the buildings are not, the property lines that the new property lines will not be abutting any of the buildings. Let me just double check that on the sketch plan.
And this is Ms. Garcia talking. Just please remember to identify yourself.
Sorry, Ms. Wolfley. So you're talking about on tract B1 for a proposed tract B1?
Yes, that is correct. Is that the building? Maybe I'm looking at the wrong track on the aerial. It seemed like, you know, they are touching each other. Maybe not. Can you zoom in, Jay, on the aerial that you have on the left side of the building? I mean, left side of the... Oh, okay. So there's going to be, this is Shahabia. So there is going to be, sorry, I was looking at the separate aerial. I pulled up on my side screen. So there is a separate, there is no building that it's, how are we dealing with the parking requirements since we are separating these tracks? Is there parking requirements for each building or are we providing parking and access easements on the plot?
Madam Chair, this is Juanita Garcia with JAG Planning and Zoning. So if you can see in that aerial, you'll see that immediately east of the old Hacienda restaurant, there is a strip of parking. I'm not sure if you can see it from there. The applicant does intend on maintaining those parking spaces or one of the parking spaces for a handicap. And so it will be in that particular area.
And Ms. Gold?
Yeah, this is Maggie Gold. So the site is within the Old Town Historic Preservation overlay, which has no minimum parking requirements, but does require at least one ADA compliant space. So it sounds like with what Ms. Garcia just said, they would be fine as long as they have those ADA compliant spaces for each building.
This is Shahab Biazar. So currently I don't see any of them that is marked as a handicap, but you are going to change that to a handicap parking space. Yeah, so typically by federal law, if you are providing parking spaces, yeah, like Ms. Gould mentioned, I mean, you do have to provide a handicap parking space.
Madam Chair, this is Juanita Garcia. Mr. Biazar, yes, the applicant does intend on maintaining at least one handicap space on the site. There is definitely space for it on the east side of the building.
Okay. This is Shahabi. So at what point they are fixing that and making it a handicap parking?
So that would be part of all of the construction that needs to happen with the utilities.
This is Shahab Yazar again, Madam Chair. So I'm not sure if we need to look at that prior to final signature, but I'll leave that up to the board decision.
Okay, thank you for those comments. Let's go to hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. All sketch plat comments have been addressed. We have no objection to the plat. Please note, an approved grading drainage plan is required prior to building permit if any one of these conditions are met. 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed building, or 10,000 square foot of proposed paving.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo.
Jane Wolfenberger with transportation. As discussed, we, based on the right-of-way widths that are shown, it looks like we will also need an administrative width waiver for the reduction in right-of-way width from the current DPM standards. Also, the 2.5 foot wide sidewalk does not meet ADA requirements, so we wouldn't allow a sidewalk waiver down to that width for this project on Old Town Road. That would have to be widened at least to meet ADA requirements, and also the necessary right-of-way dedication would need to be in order. If a future development is not going to be submitted to DRB, a traffic circulation layout will be required, and question just about future uses of this development, how that might tie into any trip generations if necessary. It sounds like we also need to just make sure the ADA spaces are all in place along with the sidewalk prior to signature.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Juanita Garcia. Ms. Wolfenberger, thank you for those comments. And so we have talked to the property owner in regards to your comment, and the property owner is understands that you cannot approve the waiver. And so our proposal would be to have the plat modified to reflect a dedication of some land along Old Town Road to allow for the widening of the sidewalk. And so we will also have that sidewalk constructed prior to final sign off by the DRB.
This is Jean with transportation, yes. And if anything needs to be also be done with the ADA spaces, that can also be done as part of that action.
Yes.
My review.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Wolfenberger, so just, you know, there were a couple of buildings that were built just recently on the site. And so it was at that point that all of the parking was reviewed against the zoning code. It would have been the zoning code at the time instead of the IDO. So, but we could definitely have you review or have us do an analysis of the parking, the ADA parking, to make sure that it is in compliance, and we can make sure that it does meet those standards.
Thank you. This is Jean.
Mr. BSR.
Madam Chair, so the right-of-way dedication, again, is on the proposed right-of-way dedication is on which road again? Is it on San Felipe?
Madam Chair, this is Juanita Garcia. It would be off of on Old Town Road.
Okay. Old Town Road, okay. I just noticed on the area when you get onto San Felipe Road, there is a power pole and with guidelines that basically prohibits ADA compliance. It's towards the northwest corner of the property. It seems like we have only like 18 inches of clearance right by the power pole and the guidelines. So that needs to be addressed as well.
Madam Chair, Mr. Biazar, you're talking along Old Town Road, correct?
No, this one is on San Felipe Road. It seems like, you know, in front of the restaurant, Hacienda restaurant.
Okay. We can double check that and make sure that it is ADA compliant at least. We do believe that there is that the sidewalk in that area is wide enough. it varies between, I believe, six feet 3 inches to 6 feet 9 inches.
Madam Chair, this is Shahabi. It seems like the sidewalk is wide enough. It seems like when you look at that there's a patio area of its fences, it kind of jogs towards the street. And wherever that jog is, there's a power pole. And it seems like I'm just counting the number of bricks. There's only like 2 bricks between the edging and the power pole. So that's definitely, probably less than it's about 18 inches width clearance there.
Okay, we can double check that and then get back. When we come back, we'll have that addressed as well.
Thank you. Just a Shahabi, so that's all I have.
Thank you, Ms. Garcia. Planning comments?
Oh, sorry, this is Maggie Gould. So utility signatures are needed on the plat. We just discussed the Old Town Historic Preservation Overlay, and we've discussed the sidewalk waiver.
Okay, thank you. And have you created an infrastructure list, Ms. Garcia?
Madam Chair, my understanding is that an infrastructure list was not going to be required in this case because this is all private utilities and no public utilities. But I know that Mr. Carter mentioned this earlier, and so I'd like to hear comments from the rest of the board members.
Okay, so I think Mr. Carter was thinking the separation of the water sewer would need to be on an infrastructure list, and then I heard some things from Ms. Wolfenberger that sounded like they might need to. Ms. Wolfenberger?
Madam Chair, it sounds like they're going to do some construction as opposed to the infrastructure list.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question. Was that a question?
That was a comment.
Okay. Could you repeat it? Or go ahead, Mr. Biazar.
So this is Shahapi. So are they, this is a question for transportation, are they supposed to build public sidewalk along Old Town?
Yes, they were supposed to make some adjustments. I mean, they can either do it per an infrastructure list or construction, but I believe Juanita has opted to do the construction in lieu of the infrastructure list.
I see. Okay.
So this is Shahabi, just make clarification. So they're going to do the construction and come back and get final approval from DRB, or is that the plan?
Before transportation can sign off, the construction is going to be in place.
So Madam Chair, this is Shahabi. To just clarify, so typically to clarify the improvements that is needed, you need an infrastructure list to clarify those improvements. I mean, you don't want them to go build something and then there might be a disagreement on those improvements are. So you have to be clear on what needs to be constructed on an infrastructure list. If they decide not to financially guarantee it, that's fine. If they want to build it and then get it approved by the city prior to final signature. But I believe you probably will need an infrastructure list to clarify those improvements.
Okay, and Mr. Carter?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine for the Water Authority. I think typically we would not include our services on infrastructure list, but if there is an infrastructure list, we could definitely include the water meter. We would not issue a water meter unless the sewer connection was made. So I think that would get us where we need to be in terms of making sure the items are completed. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So Ms. Garcia, we need to defer this case to get those final things settled. Do you have a date in mind?
So With the need for an infrastructure list, we will probably need to ask for a later date. I was going to ask for August 11th, but I'll go with August 18th.
Okay. Is there a motion to defer item 7 to August 18th?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Linda Montano, Code Enforcement, I second.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Vincent Montano, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Christina Sandoval, Parks and Recreation, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jay Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 7, PR 2019-2253, preliminary final plat SD 2021-140. To August 18th. Okay, thank you.